When I was growing up in central Kansas in the 1950s and 60s, coyote hunters were pretty common. I saw lots of guys in pickups with dogs in the back, sometimes even spotters and airplanes overhead, all after coyotes. I sometimes rode along with a neighbor who chased coyotes in his pickup, though he never caught up with one as far as I know. He'd plow through pastures and even cultivated ground until the coyote got away or his pickup hit something hard enough to bring it to a stop. I still see coyote hunters today, but in spite of decades of hunting, coyotes are all over the place. According to a new book called Coyote America by historian Dan Flores, just about everybody in the U.S. lives within a mile of a coyote, whether you know it or not, whether you live in the country or a big city. A mother coyote raised a den of pups in a wooded lot just across the street from us here in Lawrence last year. Coyotes are incredibly resilient animals, as Flory's book makes clear. When Europeans moved into the plains, coyotes were plentiful. Beginning in the late 1800s, settlers decided that predators like coyotes and wolves needed to go away. Bounties were paid. In addition to shooting coyotes, hunters used poisons and traps. In places, they even introduced mange into coyote populations as a biological control. And while they got rid of wolves, coyotes persisted and even expanded their range. They are now in just about every state of the country. They've moved into urban areas like Chicago and Denver, even New York City. Flory's book includes a photo of one riding the light rail in Portland, Oregon. By changing their litter size in response to these pressures, as hunters get rid of coyotes, the coyotes have more babies, and by occupying new habitat like cities, coyotes have survived and even thrived. Do what you will, researchers say, but coyotes will make liars out of you every time. Flores tracks not only the natural history of coyotes, but how we think about them. Coyotes were long the subject of Native American stories that extolled the coyotes' cleverness and, sometimes, their ability to get into trouble. Then, in the late 1800s, Americans began to view coyotes with disdain. Flores gives Mark Twain in a disparaging passage about coyotes in his book Roughing It some credit for starting that trend. And what followed was a virtual war on coyotes. But by mid-century, the mid-1900s, scientists were questioning the efficacy of coyote control techniques, and coyotes began to get some love in the popular culture via Walt Disney nature films and, of course, a Warner Brothers cartoon that starred the most famous coyote of all, Wile E. Coyote. Through all these changes, coyotes abide. So the next time you see one trotting through a field or you hear their haunting yips and howls, some folks call them song dogs, give this animal some credit. They've taken just about everything people can throw at them, but they're still there, reminding us that we can't control everything in nature, and maybe we shouldn't try.